And here we are with our post-game coverage on 92.1 KRLS. It's our continuing coverage of Eagle softball with head coach Mindy Kaczmarinski, who I can't imagine could be much happier right now, especially starting Thursday night with a big win at Moravia. Just the second win for this program and first since May of last year. And then to come right back around and get win number two right away against your rivals. And honestly, coach, for 14 innings, or I guess less than 14, 11 innings, played well enough to win twice here. Your thoughts about getting your first conference win in 2 years, doing it in dominating fashion, and really giving these girls something to be excited about.
Yeah, I guess I last year, as you and I have talked, we did it. Sorry, little mic too far. I just blew out every listener. Sorry about that, listeners. We talked about last year we weren't going to play the scoreboard. And honestly, I wasn't looking that much at the scoreboard. I mean, super excited we won. The girls executed what we've been telling them to do. We have seen them hitting, Andrew, in the cage, off our pitchers. We knew we were a great hitting ball club. And what I'm so proud of them, last year we kept saying, we're building a foundation, we're building a foundation. And our words this year have been joy and connected, being connected with each other. And if you come to our game, you'll see that. We play with great joy. They are there for each other. And we saw that tonight. So I'm super excited. There's so many kids. Like when I at post game and I went and wanted to shout out, I'm like, honestly, every person on that field, I mean, Maddie Van Zee.
Yeah.
She's probably great at third, came in and threw great for us. Laurel, you know, she's come back after a knee surgery and pitched really well tonight. I mean, I could go position after position. Our outfield, I'd take our outfield against anybody. We have so much speed out there. And then even that, every person knows how important your dugout is.
Yeah.
And that's where our joy starts. I mean, if you just watch them, I love it. They're running out and they're playing and they're cheering. So every person really is, they're buying what we're selling. You know, they're like, Coach Mike, we trust you with hitting. They trust me. And so, and we're a great defensive team. And we saw that more tonight. We fought errors before, and we're just really focusing on executing each play.
And game one, coach, could have sent any group of high school girls off the rails, especially knowing you were in a position to win. You had a chance to get some big outs, made some plays at the end, out of your control, out ultimately with the umpire's call, safe out, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. For a lot of teams, that's a spoiler, right? And then all of a sudden you come on out, you maybe play flat. Your girls didn't do that at all and answered that bell. How much is that joy mentality help there, knowing that that's a game they very well could have won, may have, quote-unquote, had it taken away from them? I'm just, you know, putting myself in the mind.
Right.
Regardless of what happened, they come back out there and play like it didn't happen and kept that momentum going that they built in game one. How critical was that of a mental test to say, oh, wow, we could have just been upset and frustrated, but instead they're like, okay, well, we played well enough in game one to win. Let's do it again in game two.
You know, Andrew, I think that even goes back to last year, right? We, every inning last year, had to say, let that go. We're going to play the next one.
Right. And that's just because there were some big innings.
Oh, my word. You know, we've been on the other side of this how many times? And could be again. I mean, I'm not, I know that. But they have really bought into like, okay, this we let go and we move on. And that is, we keep talking about, we have the mind of Christ. Like, we got to let these things go and focus on the next thing, right? Disagree or whatever with the umpire, they are in charge of us. We have to go on and move.
Yeah. And you did. And again, a game where you, close one in game one, 6-5 and then 14-0 and that second inning just felt like there was 2 years of frustration for some of these girls that kind of got let out. Like, finally, as you said, they've done all the things in practice they're supposed to do. You have some terrific athletes, a lot of state champions from other sports that are on your team. And that really showed in that inning, not only to keep that inning going, but to maybe sense that Pella, the pressure kept mounting and mounting and mounting with every hit, and to take advantage of that. That's a hard thing to do, to play that mental game too.
Absolutely, it is. Absolutely. And I was proud of the girls because they just kept playing each pitch when they're up to bat. Like, the ball seemed just huge to them tonight, right? There are nights that it's like that. The ball is huge and they're just driving it. I don't even know how many hits we had, but they were just hitting all over the field. And then, like you said, we have some state champion tracksters, and you get them on the base and they are, I mean, they make you nervous because you know they can run.
Yeah, and it showed with a couple of errors. We're here with Mitty Kakmarinski, head coach of the Pella Christian Eagles, following back-to-back nights with wins after a one-win season a year ago. Coach, you talked a lot about not playing the scoreboard, but now it feels like you're going to play that scoreboard a little bit now that you've got this chance and that taste of victory. We all play sports ultimately to win. Obviously, we want to have fun and all the above. How important is it going forward now that these girls have tasted this success and did so in different ways, right? Whether it was manufacturing runs in game one versus game two, having that big inning. Your pitcher is finally getting to understand that even though we don't throw the hardest, we can get outs, and especially with that defense. How important is it now to have that word win be something that these girls have in their vocabulary and take that into the next couple weeks knowing there's some tough teams ahead?
Andrew, you're exactly right. It is you have to have that winning mentality too, right?
Yeah.
And we haven't won a lot. So this is one step further in that ladder of building a program. And we keep telling these girls, you are a great 2A team. You are a great team. We'll play you against anyone in our class. And these games are getting us ready for that. But winning, it always gives you a little more motivation, right? Because then you're like, okay, now what you're telling us, how hard we're working, it does make a difference.
Yeah, and then in less than 24 hours, you're playing again down in Eddyville, if I'm not mistaken, in a tournament.
No, that's not us.
That's not you. That's baseball. I misread it. So you got
that's
until
okay.
Monday. So
yes. Yeah.
You thought it was still a short weekend. You got to celebrate, move on, because you got tough games up ahead. So
absolutely.
I misread
absolutely.
The schedule. Eagles fans, my bad.
No problem.
Monday, you play.
Yes, and I don't even – listen, Andrew, I'm sure like me, I live the day.
Yes.
Then I'll look on Monday who we play. I don't even know.
Well, it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Wherever they are, Eagles fans, check them out. The Eagles splitting with Pella here tonight, 6-5 in game one, 14-0 in four innings in game two. That's Mindy Kakmarinski, head coach of the Eagles. Coach, congratulations on two big wins this week. Hopefully more in the future, and we'll see you next time around.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
We'll have more of our post-game coverage after this on KRLS.